This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Focus of our conversation here on our weekly get-together, the American Family Farmer on the air. I'm Doug Steffen, an American Family Farmer, dairy farmer, about to be a hemp farmer, grow a lot of hay. You can go to my website, Eastley Farm, E-A-S-T-L-E-I-G-H, eastleyfarm.com, see what's going on my farm as I try to deal with the reality of not being able to do dairy anymore. For all kinds of reasons. I start this program every week with something that's important from the farm news, and then we're going to be talking in a few minutes with Jack Algier, who comes from Stone Barn Center in, this is a great farm in New York. I remember talking to him a year or so ago, but he's got something new going on that may help you try to, you know, we're always with our focus on making your farm productive. That's why I continue to talk about hemp and some of the other ancillary things, because they'll make your farm viable. Whatever it takes to keep your farm viable is what this program is all about. America's farmers are living in the worst economic crisis in 30, 40 years. Commodity prices, the trade wars, the flooding, which continues. We all know if we're in the Midwest, what the heck is going on? More rain this week and next week. And so, as the farms are being ravaged by all of these things, it's really important for our economy. A lot of people, Trump doesn't understand it, and neither the people around him for the most part. The booming economy that he always talks about is certainly not affecting the farmers. There are maybe five or six very wealthy farm families who have, like I talk about the Sweezes all the time, and DFA and Dean Foods and stuff from Texas, they've made literally billions of dollars thanks to their political connections with George Bush, and that's always what it's about, your political connections. The average person doesn't have that. Maybe they have some political connections, their county and in their town, but that doesn't usually help to make a difference in the economic realities. And if we have a strong economy and we don't have a strong basis in growing and providing ourselves with our food, then there's a problem coming down the pike. And it's getting more and more obvious with the trade wars, especially cutting demand for commodities from some of the foreign buyers. This is very painful, very, very painful. And the Agriculture Department has almost $8 billion at its disposal to help farmers. But unfortunately, because of the bad leadership that we have right now, the money's going, was it $684 million last year on the farm bill? Went to big ag co-ops, big ag entities, big ag farmers that don't need a penny of this stuff. It really is. It's extraordinary how the system is being abused. So there is a real story to be told here. Lots of different things. I was looking at one of the stories from upstate New York where there have always been lots of dairy farms. Whenever I drive to New York to go to auctions and that sort of thing, I just love looking at the open land, but so much of it's not being used. And part of that is because farmers don't have the labor. The labor issues are not just associated with the immigrant situation, although that is a real problem. But there's a lot of hype about Americans. They don't want to work on the farms. I don't see that as reality, frankly, because every time we turn around, and one of the things I bet we'll talk about with Jack Algier today is the basis, the support or the labor pool that he has on his farm. It's there. Younger people who come from the city who want, they maybe they a little bit of fantasy comes into view here, and so they think about how wonderful it would be to live on a farm and work on a farm. Working on a farm is hard work, and the kids that come off of the farm that don't want to be farmers, they'll attest to that. But there's a way, there's a happy medium here, it seems to me, and we haven't found it. Again, because we don't have, I mean, I think some of the leadership, especially in the National Farmers Union, there's some good leadership, good ideas there, because there's a practical farm, there is a political base to it, but there's a practical farm experience quotient that the people running the National Farmers Union have. And I think it used to be the case, the American Farm Bureau used to have it, but it doesn't really anymore. American Farm Bureau has become very, very political and very connected to the larger operators in most of the states where they are. Here in Massachusetts, where my farm is, you still have, I belong to both the Massachusetts Farm Bureau and also National Farmers Union, and I keep prodding them to help us make our farms viable. The problems with planting hemp, for example, which I do talk about frequently, given the market for CBD oil produced by hemp, a lot of excitement by people who are considering planting the crop. I'm trying to create a market for it myself in a company that I'm putting together, but it's still very difficult because the political reality is these people don't have a clue about what life is like on the farm. They don't know the issues, and they don't care to, many of them. That's what's damnable about all this. These damn politicians don't have a sense of what actually is going on the farm. They don't have a sense of what's going on in the world of food and food production, and therefore the farmer is languishing. So, but I think I take seriously what I want to have people get out of this, and it is inspiration for new ideas on your farm. New farm, old farm, whatever, we all need ideas. So we'll share some of those new ideas, courtesy of Jack Algier, who will join us in a moment here on the American Family Farmer. First, though, let's talk about you and your health and your well-being and how you're feeling as you get a little older working on the farm. Are you taking good care of your heart, your ticker? Circulatory system doing well, is it? How about your joints, your muscles, and how active you have maintained? Are you still physical? A lot of hard work on many of the farm. A lot of people sit in a tractor, though, these days and just put it on autopilot. That's not farming. That's just driving. Farming is working with the animals, working with the crops. And in order to maintain your health, you need omega-3s. And then the question comes up, well, what do I take for omega-3s? Is it fish oil or is it krill oil? A lot of people don't even know what krill oil is. It comes from the same kind of fish. It's ultra-pure fish oil. So the omega-3s are good for your heart, circulation, cardiovascular system. Krill oil is great for your joints. It boosts your comfort. So let's get on to something that will help you in a week notice the difference. The pureness of fish oil and krill oil put together, combined by Purity products, products called Krill Omega 50 Plus CoQ10. Very powerful, very strong, very healthy. It's from the very best of all the fish, the krill oil, the fish oils. Here, let's make sure that you get both of these. It's actually a small little pill, not like these big pills you see sometimes, the regular omega-3s, which have a lot of vitamin D in them. They're huge, sometimes hard to swallow. Not so with Krill Omega 50 Plus CoQ10. And the best part about all of this is you'll feel the difference, and you'll be able to feel it free, because the first bottle you purchase is not really a purchase at all. It comes to you free. You pay the shipping, that's it. So let's put the debate to rest. Let's combine fish oil, krill oil together with CoQ10 and your free bottle from Purity. Call 800-355-1493. Do that now while you're thinking about it. Wherever you are in the country, whatever time of day it is, whatever day of the week it is, doesn't make any difference. Somebody will answer and get your order for your free bottle of Krill Omega 50 Plus. 800-355-1493. Call now, pay $4.95 for shipping, and it's yours. Good for your brain, too, in addition to being good for your heart. Omega 50, Krill Omega 50 with CoQ10. Get it now at 800-355-1493. First bottle is free.
Here's some good news for people with a bad back. But first, Purity Products has three important questions for you. Does occasional lower back pain slow you down? Would you like more joint flexibility and less everyday inflammation? Well, if you answered yes, we want to send you a free bottle of the ultimate lower back relief formula. In a 2018 clinical study, people taking two capsules a day of the ultimate lower back relief formula experienced a dramatic reduction in lower back pain and greater joint flexibility, and nearly every single person got benefits. We're not kidding. It's everyday herbal pain relief in a capsule, and it's good for you. And now, it's free. Just pay shipping and call now for your free bottle. Your satisfaction is 100% guaranteed. Dial now. 1-800-291-4180. That's 1-800-291-4180. Again, call now. 1-800-291-4180.
Hey guys, good news. The outrageously expensive little blue pill is now generic, which means you can get the prescription medication to treat ED at affordable prices. And Hims makes it extra affordable. Right now, get your first month supply for free. All you pay is just $5 for your medical consultation when you go to 4hims.com/play. After that, it's just $30 for a month's supply. Sure beats paying big bucks for just one blue pill, doesn't it? Plus, you won't need an awkward in-person doctor's appointment to get the prescription. Hims has doctors online who can prescribe the medication, and a pharmacy sends it right to your door. It's affordable, private, and incredibly easy. Nobody likes dealing with ED. Now, thanks to Hims, nobody has to. And that's really good news. To get your first order for just $5, you need to go to this exclusive address, 4hims.com/play. That's 4hims.com/play for your first month for just $5. 4hims.com/play.
See website for full details. Not all services through the Hims platform are available in all 50 states.
The American Family Farmer, Doug Steffen here with Jack Algiero, the farm director at Stone Barn Center in New York near Tarrytown, New York. Jack is a graduate of the University of Rhode Island, has a degree in horticulture, has been farming since the 1990s. He's been involved in organic farming, biodynamic farming, ecological systems, a lot of diversity here. It's great because when I look back now to when you were here before, and I remember looking and taking and making copies of the barn, I think I may have told you at the time my barn, my barns at Eastley Farm in Massachusetts, are not made out of stone. It's a stucco, really. But your barns were fabulous. I think the idea that you have here is really focused completely on the future. That's really great. How is it different now than when we talked a year or so ago, Jack?
Well, we're in a new growing season, and good morning. Glad to be back with you, Doug.
Thank you. Likewise, good to have you.
You know, the beauty of farming, right, is just is all new. Everything, each new season brings some new projects and innovations and things like that. And, you know, we have a whole new group of students here, our farmer apprentice program, where we're training 8 students a year intensively across all the aspects of the farm here.
Greenhouse, so these truly are this is like the FFA, the Future Farmers of America. You're producing the next crop, at least. Are they normally, they stay around locally, or do they, you find them spreading out around the country, the people that come through your center?
You know, they really do spread out. It tends to stick closer to outside of the cities, though, smaller farms. And, you know, that's, you know, revitalizing that direct market small farm.
Yeah, well, that's the, as you heard me say a few minutes ago, that's kind of where it is now, because a lot of the kids that come off the farm don't want to work on the farm. And maybe part of that is because they're too big and there's not enough help and too many people are trying to do too much. So now we've got it down to micro farming. How many acres do you have at Stone Barn?
Well, we actually manage about 350 acres of ground with livestock, and we have about 9 acres of vegetables and a whole mix of other stuff.
Yeah, see, but a lot of these kids that are starting now are doing veggies, and they're doing it on 4 or 5, 6 acres, and people say, how can you do that? Well, if you do it well, manage it. I can see that. You got all this land, but you got so much production in so many of these different parts of the farm for veggies. Let's talk about that as we continue here.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Here's to the farmer that plants the fields in the spring. One of the new trends in farming is sometimes smaller is bigger. What do they say? Less is more. Jack Algier is here, farm director at Stone Barn Center in outside of Tarrytown, New York. He and his wife and fellow farmer have done a... I think I like that. The wife as the fellow farmer. That is what kind of holds things together, isn't it? The family that farms together stays together. Does that sound corny? I guess it's true, though, isn't it?
Oh, no, that's just what we're looking for. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. That's how we planned it.
Yeah. Well, that's a good thing, you know, then.
And you know, that's what the enterprises are looking like. It's small. The small farms work with a small group of people who can work together and in this modern day, really get to the markets directly to people that, like you said earlier, that we need people to get connected to their food and understand farming in a way. And there is a place for more small, direct family farms.
And they don't need government help, and they don't need government funding. They don't need any of that stuff. I mean, maybe you take advantage of some of it there. I don't on my farm. I don't want the government involved. But then you look at the headlines that people are reading aren't about what you're doing or what I'm doing. They're about the huge agribusinesses and the huge farms that suck all the energy out of the room when you're having these conversations. Trade war and all this other stuff and, you know, bargaining for huge numbers of people that come into this country. They're supposed to be under collective bargaining. We don't have those issues on our farm, and if we had more farms like yours and mine, we wouldn't have the food issues that I think we have. We've allowed ourselves to be duped by the huge big agribusinesses like we have in so many other areas, and I don't know, this may be one of the last places, Jack, in America where we can fight back. And
I agree.
Sort of.
Yeah, I agree, and I think that you know, we depend on the commitment of the community around us to support this stuff. These farms do not exist on their own in this way. We're here because the community wants us to be here, and small community businesses help make that happen by you know, really committing to buying the product and celebrating what we do together.
All right, let's talk about search engine optimization, which for some farmers, huh? They say, what? What are you talking about? Mm-hmm. And the question comes on whether you've Googled your farm lately. That's one of the things. You know, we've got a lot of people talking about the internet and net neutrality and not being able to get on board. But even if you're a small farm, and maybe even more to the point, if you're a small farm, you need to have the use of social media and be online, right? And is that part of what you teach
Absolutely.
The people that come to your farm?
Well, we make sure that people understand that their story is important, that the only way the values of that farm is going to get across is if we really are proud of what we do and share that with our community.
Mm-hmm. And how do you learn how to do that? Is that part of what you teach these farmers that you run, as you were saying before, a number of farmers through an intensive program every year? Is it not just about the seeds and the soil, but it's about other things that are ancillary to being successful, yeah?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, you know, the breeds, the seed and access to seed and innovation, other innovations like tools and, you know, using modern efficient methods and also broadcasting what you do. I mean, you know, the kind of folks that are coming through here, the millennial group that is really our best bet for restoring farms are coming in without a lot of experience, but they have a lot of, you know, athletic backgrounds and
yep.
science backgrounds, and they can apply this stuff. They're excited about making direct change in their food system. They have a lot of skills to bring, even though that might not be the same old traditional ways that we got raised up, you know, knowing. And I think that's okay. We have to find a modern way to approach this and make it exciting. And they're All also right. really good at Instagram.
Yes, they are. Right. Well, I want to talk about this new program that you've initiated there, see if we can inspire some farmers to do what you're doing right after a few important announcements, a little news here and there. Now 28 after on the American Family Farmer.
At Lumber Liquidators Flooring Company, all floors are now on sale. It's the largest savings event of the year. Get beautiful hardwood and waterproof vinyl plank up to 40% off. Durable laminate up to 50% off. Every floor in stock is on sale at Lumber Liquidators annual April sale. And we can arrange the installation for you. Plus, get special financing. 5 days only. All floors on sale at your local Lumber Liquidators Flooring Company.
If you are behind on your bills, then this message is for you. How would you like to have a large portion of your credit card debt or medical bills forgiven? National Credit Card Relief would like to give you free information on a proven debt forgiveness program. It's not bankruptcy. It's not consolidation. This special program actually wipes clean the portion of your debt that is forgiven. Call for your free forgiveness information now. 800-291-6670. That's 800-291-6670. Don't wait. Call 800-291-6670. Not available in North Dakota.
Ah, the copperhead snake. It hisses before attacking. But that's not a copperhead. That's the Sullivan's RV freshwater tank overflowing into their black one, which is backing into their vent pipe, making for a very different kind of attack. One that arrives just in time for taco night. It's wild out there. When it gets too wild, Progressive has your RV covered. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Hey, my friend's retail store was the victim of IoT password theft.
Yep. Cyber criminals are taking over security cameras, payment systems, and other IoT devices by exploiting vulnerabilities.
What if they target us and our dispersed network?
We're secured with Barracuda. We have advanced firewalls for our sites, enhanced security for our cloud infrastructure, and total email protection.
Such a relief.
Protect your business at Barracuda.com. Barracuda, your journey secured.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump wants to add to the 5,000 military troops already deployed at the U.S.-Mexico border. As he lets go of Christian Nielsen and elevates the Customs and Border Protection Chief to serve as acting Homeland Security Secretary, President Trump says he's considering increasing the number of troops on the border.
I'm going to have to call up more military.
But as he spoke to donors in San Antonio, the president says he regrets the rules of engagement.
Because if they got a little rough, everybody would go crazy. So our military can't act like they would normally act or like, let's say, another military from another country would act.
Many in Washington were surprised when Attorney General William Barr told the Senate panel he believes the FBI spied on the Trump campaign in 2016, and he said he'd look into it.
I think there's a spying did occur.
This is USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Welcome to the farm.
Farmer, I'm Doug Steffen here with a weekly overview from the practical side of farming. When I say practical, I mean not necessarily the farmers that are making the most money. They may be responsible for growing the best food, though, under the circumstances. It's not always about money. Jack Algier is the farm director at Stone Barn Center in Tarrytown, New York. We are talking about some of the programs that he has initiated there. He oversees a lot of public input, a lot of land where people are coming to help, volunteer. You're very innovative and known around the country as that. So what new program this year is we are getting excited about hopefully getting on the land. The Midwest is going to have to dry out a little bit. We got a lot of rain to deal with here in the Northeast as well, Jack. But mm-hmm. Once that all gets straightened out, what do you have that's new on the horizon?
Well, one thing we've been working on, it's now actually been happening for about 8 years, but we really just took a corner of this, is a group that we call Slow Tools that is really getting engineers and farmers and local manufacturers and folks together to help design better tools and equipment for small farms, for direct market farms. We think that there's a pretty big gap between, you know, the home garden and lawn type of stuff and what's
right.
really available from the big ag, and we're trying to fill that gap.
Well, we have, I think you and I have similar backgrounds. I'm probably a little older than you are, and I can remember back when I first started pushing, going through the rows of lettuce or beets or carrots or whatever is there, pushing. It was a hand device. It had three extensions on it, and it was basically a cultivator, a hand-push cultivator. Sometimes you could, in the old days, put horses on it. Now I have cultivators for my tractors that I use on the corn and stuff, but I know, some of the things that are being, the huge developments, there were a lot of things that were created by farmers, and then the farmers went into the business after a few of their neighbors said, oh, yeah, that's a great thing. Well, let's make a few of those. And that's how a lot of these tool and implement companies came to be. And in the last 20, 30 years, most of that's gone offshore to Europe, hasn't it?
That's right. Well, there is a bunch in Europe because there's demand for it there.
Right.
And just like you said, a lot of this stuff was developed by farmer engineers and that did something. And now a lot of the stuff is being developed by engineers who don't really have much
no farming background at all.
Farm.
Right.
No,
yeah.
No. So we're trying to bridge that and, you know, get people at the table together with some equity. And, you know, we're coming up, you know, to think back about what we were using for wheel hose and things like that in the past, those are all brilliant ideas. I mean, nobody's reinventing the wheel here, but we are modernizing it. And if you look at all of the equipment that's out there at this scale, everything from motocross to electric hub motor bicycles to wheelchair technology to zero-turn lawnmowers, all that stuff fits at our scale. It just has not been applied to that 2 to 6 acre vegetable operation.
Why do you think that is?
On it.
Why do you think
because
that
I think that we've wholesale let go of this size farming for the past several decades and generations. We just let it go, and we don't see we have not socially seen the market for it. And I'm saying that this is a really important thing that people are demanding more local small farms to be engaged, and without the right modern tooling, they're not going to be efficient and they're not going to be able to make an economic competition.
One of the things that has happened is we've allowed, because we have leadership that's not inspired or inspiring, and this goes back, I mean, think about the last time we had a president or even governors of some of these states that were really interested in farming as opposed to industry or their own political careers or whatever it is, somebody who might have come out of a small farm background that keeps that focus and knows what is needed. I have a little next to me. There's three farms in my community. I have the cows, and another guy's got conventional produce market, and then there's the organic farm that's right next door to me. And they have a couple of little farm all cubs and smaller Massey Ferguson tractor, and they've got all these little things from Fendi, the smaller little tools that you're talking about that have been created. And that is where the market is. And the people who are coming along, although a lot of the kids are clueless, they're willing to learn. And, you know, it's just kind of funny to see them driving down the street in the tractor with this look on their face like
they love it. And to your point, they are kind of clueless. So the reality is that clueless leads to inefficiency, right? And, you know, and people complain that local food is expensive or hard to, you know, hard to afford and that kind of thing. That, you know, we're talking about farming that is largely labor. We're talking about the American farmer who is really a treasure, a national treasure. There needs to be more of us. And, you know, if a small tool actually helps the efficiency of that farmer, that 70% labor cost that really goes to, you know, allowing all these small farmers to actually have livings in our communities, then it makes them more efficient. It makes the value of the vegetable that much clearer. And in the end, makes the community that much stronger by having farms like yours and mine in the neighborhood.
Well, one of the things that I talk about here with regularity, when we think about who really is benefiting from these conversations, it's the small American family farmer. It's the farmer-controlled businesses that you find in the landscapes dotting the country. And it's the locavores that use the products that we are growing, the people who are the end beneficiaries of all of this. And that's really why you see the thing growing, because a lot of people have educated themselves. They're sick of the crap that comes out of Monsanto and the produce that is loaded with all kinds of everything that you don't want in your body. And, they, you know, people are aware of it now. There's a real divide. It's kind of like the haves and the have-nots. People who really understand the food supply, the food system, and what they want for themselves and their family, and people who don't give a damn, who haven't really are completely clueless about what it is they're putting in their body. And it's the naivete created by, in part, the difference in our in the educational system. There is no respect anymore. For what comes, the understanding how your body works, and I mean, it's just part of the stuff that we complain about. The more headlines I see with Bayer doing this, that, or the other thing, trying to put guys like us out of business, the more I get angry. But that doesn't fix the problem. Doing things better than they do is what fixes the problem.
The danger in this kind of disconnection from, you know, where 99% of our population is not farming. Right. When that disconnection happens, then people say, well, why don't you apply technology and have this autonomous
all technology.
The point is we can apply this technology. It is our friend and we can play together. But the rule here is that the idea is we want to put the farmer closer connected to the soil and more connected to place, a greater intimacy. We're not trying to remove that farmer from the land and get them on their computer operating from their house. We want stewards. We want people to care for this land, and the farmers do. This is the thing. Like, the art of farming is the fact that we have this relationship with the land, and I think it's something that's really important for communities, for conservation and all the other aspects that are sort of benefits beyond even growing food.
Well, we're so focused on Walmart and some of the other big stores, and people go in there because they buy cheap food. You get what you pay for, folks. The American farmer is getting 15 cents of every dollar you spend. The people responsible for growing the food, the people who are responsible for providing you the food, get 15 cents out of every buck. Think about that. And whether you think General Motors is making 15% out of every dollar you spend for the car, or, you know, ExxonMobil is making 15 cents on every dollar you spend for gasoline. Not hardly.
So, just like you said, if you're farming up your ground and selling vegetables alone, or you're just selling beef, or, you know, the farmers are inherently ingenuity and creativity.
Survivalists.
Part of our world.
Yeah.
And you know, that's part of what the entrepreneurship is and the enterprise. So a farmer might be building a piece of equipment in their shop and having support for them and having that kind of side business to develop something, or their relationship with the local fabricator or tool shop in town is another great way to design things. And so our perspective is get more people involved in this process of thinking and design for farmers. You know, if we want more farmers and we want more younger farmers, then, you know, I think a lot of this stuff is sort of straying away from gas engines, more electric kind of power, like hub motor, lighter touch on the land, more precision, and just, you know, using what's out there already in the world and applying it and getting these young engineers and people who are and manufacturers get them excited about the fact that they can actually be designing for small farms and help to reinvigorate our suburbs and the rural.
Because this is suburban farming. You can do this in the suburbs. I'll tell you something. Many of the people that I know, even if they're fairly large scale farmers, are furious at John Deere and AGCO and all these big companies that are making tractors that you no longer can fix on your own. And they're trying to legislate keeping farmers from being able to fix their equipment. I'll tell you, if there's one thing that'll be a rallying cry among people, even the medium and big guys. Are this, I mean, John Deere tells you that you can't work on your own tractor? Who the hell are they to tell me that I can't work on my tractor?
Or that everything is so proprietary that the parts themselves are too expensive.
Right. And then that's where the ingenuity comes in of people making parts. I'd be interested to see what 3D printing does for making parts for stuff that we have on the farm. Check out the website.
We're doing it right now.
Mm-hmm. I bet you are. Jack Algier is the farm director at Stone Barn Center. Go to their website, stonebarncenter.org. And we'll have a few final words from Jack in a matter of moments here. If you're getting bored with what you eat, this is a perfect place for this conversation. A lot of people are really tired of unhealthy fast food. So here's some news from Martha Stewart. She is doing a free taste test. Be a part of the new era of eating really fresh, wonderful food. The texting again is FORK to 246-810. Get free meals today. Fork. Text FORK to 246-810.
Message and data rates may apply.
What if there were a top-ranked business degree that gave you access to world-renowned faculty leaders and mentors, but on your schedule? The W.P. Carey School of Business at Arizona State University is now accepting high-quality applicants for its online MBA, Information Management, and Business Analytics Master's programs. Learn more about the W.P. Carey business degrees online. For more information, text RANK to 79645. That's RANK to 79645.
Freedom doesn't start in the White House. It starts in your house. Here's Helen Creeble.
California politicians are turning restaurant employees into criminals if they give their customers plastic straws. Several cities have already banned straws, but the state of California wanted to go further, imposing fines and jail sentences. The first draft would have fined waiters $1,000 or 6 months in jail for giving customers straws without being asked. The final version that became law reduced the amount of the fines, but any fine for just offering straws is ridiculous. America will survive this disposable straw crisis, but these nanny state politicians could be the straw that breaks the camel's back. Individual freedom is our birthright, and it's just not that complicated.
For more, check out our podcast at lensofliberty.org.
He learned to pitch in your backyard. Now his team's coming over to celebrate their high school championship. So you need to patch those bare spots fast. Pennington One Step Complete has a revolutionary formula that repairs bare spots in only 2 weeks or less. Pennington's been trusted since 1945, and now it works even faster. One Step Complete from Pennington. Honest green. Get your lawn ready for any occasion. Head to your local retailer to pick up One Step Complete.
All right, back to seeding your mind with ideas from the Stone Barn folks, Jack Algier. The thing that I'm looking here at your website, not only the beauty of the farm itself, just give us a few seconds, because that's all we have left anyway, of how this farm came to be. What was it originally? It looks like somebody very wealthy may have put up these barns a number of years ago.
Oh, yeah. Well, the Rockefeller family built the barns in the 1930s, and it has been a few different things in the process. It was a dairy for about 20 years and ran as a Simmental breeding operation from 1970 to the late 90s. And then Stone Barns was granted the property from David Rockefeller as a nonprofit, and a profit partner, Blue Hill at Stone Barns, as a restaurant. And it's been our job to care for this land and to care for the grounds that are around it, about 350 to 400 acres of old grass pasture for our cattle operation, sheep and cattle.
If you go to the website, can we see ideas, the things that you're talking about, these new tools that you're trying
to create? You can go to stonebarncenter.org, and on there you can see a section on there called Slow Tools, which has got some information about what we do and some pretty cool links to things, including some CAD drawings for mobile chicken coops and odds and ends like that.
Jack, thank you. Jack Algier from Stone Barn Center, stonebarncenter.org.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Stocks and options trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Hey guys, it's Scott Bauer here, CEO of Prosper Trading Academy. Are you looking for a super hot stock tip? Here at Prosper, we are always looking for exciting opportunities in the markets. And right now, all my students are salivating over this stock we are watching. In fact, I've got this hot stock written down right here, and I'm about to text it to you for free. I just need to know where to send it. Simply text HOT to 48542, and I'll text it to you instantly. How do I know this stock is so hot? Well, I'm a former CBOE market maker for Amazon Options, former vice president of Goldman Sachs, and I have over 25 years of professional trading experience. I'm telling you, this stock is hot. But be warned, the stock may move soon, so you need to claim it before it does. Text HOT to 48542, and I'll text you this hot stock instantly. Text HOT to 48542, and I'll text you this hot stock instantly. Message and data rates may apply.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
In. Yep, it's time for us to now think with my perspective on things. That's what this last portion of the program is usually about, my commentary. And I'm going to focus on how to, or maybe the attitude we have in our country about getting farms to prosper, what people know, what we can say till we're blue in the face, that nobody knows anymore, nobody cares, only 1% of the people make their living on the land, all of that stuff. I'm kind of tired of hearing that, tired of talking about it. I want to focus on the road to change, maybe with a couple of different ideas, right after this.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Vivian Williams. A new paper published by the American Society of Breast Surgeons recommends that average-risk women of breast cancer not remove the healthy breast to prevent future cancer, a procedure known as contralateral prophylactic mastectomy, or CPM.
Removing the other breast is not going to make them live longer because their risk of developing breast cancer in that other breast is actually reasonably low.
Breast surgeon and the paper's lead author, Dr. Judy Bowie, cautions women on the risks of CPM.
Obviously, removing the breast has potential complications. Bleeding and infection are the main two that we talk about. And if you're doing bilateral mastectomy, bleeding at the site of the surgery or an infection at the site of the surgery is essentially doubled.
Dr. Bowie says it's not unreasonable, however, for women who have a strong family history or a gene that predisposes them to breast cancer to consider the removal of both breasts. For more information, talk with your doctor or visit mayoclinic.org.
Today, business happens here, and virtually anywhere.
Because today, innovative companies are reinventing the way business happens. And they need people who can keep up. With the expertise and technology to get packages to over 150 million delivery points. So, who can help you deliver the future of commerce? The United States Postal Service. See why we deliver more e-commerce packages to homes than anyone at usps.com/future.
All right, so I was interested in what the National Farmers Union did with their branch in Wisconsin, the Wisconsin Farmers Union, having a meeting focusing on what's going on in the Midwest. A lot of presidential candidates are rolling through there, and they all talk about how important it is to have a vibrant rural community and all this other guff. And so it is just, it isn't up to them, although they'll tell you that it's up to them. It's up to you. I saw a profile of a farm in Massachusetts here, dairy cows, 24 cows being milked on this farm, and the family's actually making a living doing it because of what they're doing with the milk. And yeah, there are a lot of people who are predicting higher dairy prices by the end of the year, but there are a lot of farmers who are tired of being told that they need to tighten their belt because the belt is as tight. This isn't better business. There's nothing. You don't grow by not doing as much. It just doesn't happen. So I thought it was interesting that what came out of this meeting was what the group called, about 300 farmers that showed up at this thing, 6 hours talking about the future of farms, and the Farmer Bill of Rights, that was put forth by one of these family farm groups. Whether legislation fixes this or not, people are wising up to the quality of food. I think that's becoming more and more real. You hear and see more and more stories about this little dairy up in Coleraine, Massachusetts, and the fellow there at Stone Farm and what they're doing and how young people are getting into business. The hog business is no good anymore either because the Chinese bought out. You see, it's the same thing. So you got to create your own market if you can do it. If you have the stomach for it, maybe you need to borrow money from a bank or somehow or other. I know it's sometimes easier said than done. But if you look at the people who are surviving now versus 10 years ago, I think the trend is changing because many people, not everybody, they don't all get it, but many people really want good food, better food. They don't really work on price. They work on quality. And so one of the things that we need to do is give more respect to the people who have created wealth for so many others. I said 15 cents out of every dollar is pretty much what the farmers get on average for the produce if they don't sell it themselves. Not always can you do that because some places are very rural, but it's certainly we get these co-ops together like these guys are talking about, the wealth that is created by having you have control of the end use of your product. More and more, that's where it's going. And I think when you look at the meeting ahead in Wisconsin, and you look at some of the other things, we're having a meeting here in Massachusetts of the National Farmers Union in a couple of weeks, and it's all going to be focused on what we can do to take control away from government, give it back to the farmer and the people who use the food. Keep that in your mind as you're thinking forward to this year on your farm. I'm Doug Steffen on the American Family Farmer.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.